tires on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday morning, January 15th, it's 7:36 a.m. If you're just getting up and about, getting your morning going, getting your work day, your school day started. Also want to remind you that you can reach out and connect with us at the OPT offices at 3717 Government Street, suite number 2, right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. You can zip it up with 71302 or simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. Now, as I revert back to getting your morning started, if you haven't peeked out yet, this morning I got up, we got up, and it wasn't raining yet. But then, after a little while, it started raining, and the temperatures are dropping. It's getting really cold outside, and it looks like the story for Central Louisiana, once again, will be the weather. Yes, it's going to be rainy and cold today. So if kids have to stand out by bus stops, if they've got to walk to school, or however they're getting there, you want to make sure that they're bundled up and really, really warm this morning, because it's just nasty outside. It's wet and it's cold, and we're already in 47 states in the country battling cold and flu. So we want to make sure that no one has to deal with that because of the weather. So we want to remind you that those school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. Make sure you're slowing down, staying engaged, especially with this kind of weather, because it's, you know, it's so uncertain. You know, the roads are slick, and in the last few days, we've seen a lot of really bad accidents, and a lot of that is because of slick roads and people just, quite frankly, not staying engaged. So we want to remind you to help our school bus drivers, help our resource officers, and make sure that you stay engaged by watching out for kids that may be walking to school, kids that are crossing through those crossing zones at school, and just help those resource officers to help our kids get in safely. I know it's a lot, but you know what? It takes every single one of us looking out for the other to make sure that we all get there safely and stay engaged. And I can't say that enough, especially on mornings, every morning, but on those mornings when it's slick and the roads are slick, and if you have to make a sudden stop, you know, that's oftentimes when cars or vehicles slide. So please be safe this morning traveling in. It's Tuesday morning. We hope that you had a momentous Monday, and we hope that your week is off to a really, really great start. And you know what? If it's not, no worries. Remember, all you've got to do is change what you're saying. You know, I know this kind of weather, it makes you not want to get out of the bed. It makes you not want to go to work. It makes you want to just stay in that nice, warm, toasty bed and in your house. But you know what? You can affirm yourself by saying good, positive things this morning, and you can get your morning and your kids' morning off to a good start by simply opening up your mouth and confessing that no matter what the weather, no matter what happened on yesterday, today will be a great and a successful, very prosperous day. You just got to declare it. You got to throw down the gauntlet, and you got to say, you know what? Today is going to be a good day. And remember, it all starts in our thinking and then what comes out of our mouth. Well, it's Tuesday morning. It's 7:40. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to have lots more. So stay with us. We're back right after this. We'll be right back.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas for all of the best information on home, auto, and life insurance. You can phone Rosa and her team by dialing 318-487-1881. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to www.hixonhasit.com. Also, Selah Beauty Supply. Listen, if you are looking for a great new place to purchase all of your beauty supplies, your hairs, your wigs, your weaves, Selah Beauty Supply is it. And let me just tell you, I went to Selah on last night. It's not the first time I've been there. I've been there several times since they have opened. And really, last night, just took an opportunity to really look around the store and buy me some new hair and just really take a close look at what they had. And let me tell you, if you're looking for a place that is bright, well-lit, very neat, very clean, very easy to shop, then Selah Beauty Supply is where you should make it your business to go in and see what they've got there. And you know what? It's always great when we've got new businesses that come into town that are building in the community and providing another resource. It's right off of off MacArthur Drive on the side road behind McDonald's and Pizza Hut. It's actually 4011 Lakeside Drive, but we went in on yesterday, got a chance to visit with some people that actually listened to the show and had heard the ad on the air, and they too were checking out Selah Beauty Supply. And that's what it's all about. You know, if you really are encouraged by the show and you enjoy listening to the show, man, when you go out and you go into the vendors, the businesses that support On Point Talk, it really, really not only helps us to do what we do, but it helps businesses to be successful, and it helps them to give back to the community. So all of those new business, all of those new and emerging businesses, we want to try to support those businesses by going in and spending our dollars, especially if you're looking to purchase the goods and services that they have. You know, why support businesses that don't support your community? And so Selah Beauty Supply is new to Alexandria. They've got other stores, but it is an incredibly, incredibly nice beauty supply store. And I guarantee you that if you don't have, or if you can't find what you need, if they don't have it, they will absolutely get it for you. So just a word about them. They're located at 4011 Lakeside Drive, newly opened. And you can phone them at 318-442-8950. And Selah simply means think about it. Contemplate it. Go in, check it out, and see if you can't find something that meets your needs. Also, want to just say a big shout out, big hello to Melanie. We got a chance to meet Melanie last night. She is a new listener to the OPT Network. So Melanie, we say good morning to you and welcome to the OPT Network. If you are just getting your morning started, it's 7:49 a.m. and today is Tuesday. So we hope that your week is off to a great start. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about this morning is the weather. Rain and cold are back. And you know, yesterday, I don't know about you, but we've been talking about the cold and flu season. It's been the lead story in almost every newscast that you can look at. And so a lot of people have been plagued with cold and flu. And so yesterday, as I was conducting some business, I was over at Cabrini Hospital. And one of the things that they said is that they have been seeing an excess of more than 170 people daily to their emergency room because of cold and flu. And so we have been giving you just little tips. And sometimes you think that those little tips are not tips that will really help you, but hand washing and making sure that you sanitize those quote unquote hot spots, those spots that are used by a lot of people, are helpful. And as we look at the weather changing yet again, raining and cold, we're going to have an update from our meteorologist on point, Jennifer Natoso from the Weather Channel, to see exactly what Central Louisiana and Louisiana has in store weather-wise, and what the Twin Cities can expect as well. And what we want to remind people is that this is a very, very tenuous time for kids and for seniors especially. And the CDC is still recommending that if you have not gotten your flu shot, that you get that done, especially children and especially seniors who are the most vulnerable. We are seeing many deaths that have come from cold and flu, or from flu that has turned into pneumonia and been fatal. And so with that said, we want to make sure, and we have experienced this in our family, where we had a young girl, 9 years old, die from the flu. And so if you think it's not serious, it absolutely is serious. And that's why I wanted to take a moment, DC, just to talk about it, because it is critical. And many people say, well, you know, I've never gotten it, I never get it, and I always end up being fine. Well, maybe for adults you can say that, but when we look at our kids and our seniors, I hope that you reconsider. I hope that you take your kids and get them vaccinated. There are certain places that are even doing free vaccinations, but the fact of the matter is, to have that shot is not very costly. So we want to encourage you. And then there are our seniors. You know, if you have a senior that you're caring for, or a senior that you know is living alone, I would really, really encourage you to really encourage them. And, you know, seniors sometimes are the hardest. They will tell you, I've never had it before, you know, not going to get it. But we just have to encourage them. And I know seniors in our family, and that's why I'm talking about it, have come down with the flu. I know my mom has a situation, but she did indeed, and has her flu shot every year, believes in it. And although she has gotten a cold, it has not been as devastating as what the flu may have been. And so there are some preventative measures that we can take, just good common sense things that we can do to not only help ourselves, but help others around. And let me tell you, and I said this yesterday, and it bears repeating, moms, when we have to send our kids in, even with runny nose and the sniffles and a little bit of cough, when we have to send them into school like that because we're working and they just don't need to be at home, and sometimes we just send them off to school, then they are contaminating others. And so we know that those bacteria and those viruses have long lives. And so we just want to encourage you this morning in that vein, that if you've not done it, to get it done. And the experts say, just on a final note about that, they say that that with the cough, it can last up to 18 days. Many people think only about a week or so, but it can last up to 18 days. And if it's one of those bad, dry coughs, then you know it can make you feel as miserable, if not more, than having the flu, because your whole body just absolutely hurts because you're coughing so much. So we just want to encourage you, as the weather is just unpredictable. We have no idea if it's going to be hot or cold, to make sure that you are taking just those small measures, getting the flu shot, making sure that you're doing things to help. And the experts say that there are about five things that if you do have the flu, you can do that makes it just a little bit better. And antivirals, they say, is there are prescription drugs on the market that work against flu. And Tamiflu is a pill, and Relenza is an inhaled powder that both can cut back a day or two. If you get it, it can cut it back, and it can cut back your time spent in the bed. Analgesics is another one. And so they're reminding you to go get stocked up. Acetaminophen, ibuprofen, also fluids, hydration, especially if you are feverish. Especially if you have a fever. And we know that, you know, when kids get fevers and adults get fevers, they can also be very dangerous. And so they also recommend decongestants and antihistamines. They can also help those annoying symptoms. And I know personally, I've been kind of having some challenges with those annoying symptoms, and I did get some of the over-the-counter things that are making me feel better. Just really runny nose, sneezing. I mean, the sneezing, you know, can be so annoying, and just, you know, but really making sure that you keep your nose and things covered when you're sneezing, making sure that you're washing your hands. And if you think you have the flu, to stay at home and rest. And I know for a lot of people at a lot of jobs, sometimes that can be really, really challenging, because depending on where you work, they just want you to be there. But sometimes we have to throw down the gauntlet and we have to say, you know what? I need to take a few days to get better. And I think that when you take those few days, it helps your work environment and it helps you as well. And yesterday I was having a conversation about the way women treat ourselves as opposed to the way that we treat our families. And the moral of the story was this: women are always going to take care of everyone in the family, but they're never going to take the time to take care of themselves. And I really had that revelation the past few days when I understood that I'm starting to, my throat was kind of starting to feel a little bit raw, starting to sneeze, just having a runny nose and kind of sinus-like symptoms. And so what I realized is that I had to slow down, you know, stop the music, and I had to take a few days this weekend and just rest, get some good fluids, good hot liquids in me, some over-the-counter meds, and it just made me feel better. And so here's a word to those women that are doing everything. You're taking care of everyone in your sphere, and you're not taking care of yourself. Well, when the caretaker goes down, what happens to the rest of the family? That's my point precisely. So make sure this morning, as you're traveling in, that you realize, ladies, that it's okay for us to tell our husbands to go to the doctor. It's okay for us to take our kids to get vaccinated. But it's somewhere in our psyche, it's not okay for us to take care of ourselves because we're too busy. So this morning, I would encourage you, I would caution you to do what I had to do and what many of us need to do. Slow down, pump the brakes, take care of yourself, especially as the weather is changing. And what we're going to do is we're going to have an update about our weather at some time during the broadcast to make sure that we understand if there are any risks on the road, if we're going to expect any ice. You know, when the temperatures drop and we get rain, then that is an issue as well. So those are the things that we need to make sure that we are guarding against, most especially as the weather is changing. So we've got lots to talk about, lots going on. And again, one of the other things I want to encourage you about are herbal supplements. Zinc is one of those. Zinc is a supplement that might boost your immune system, experts say. But the Food and Drug Administration recommends against using zinc in the nasal gel form because it has it can cause permanent loss of smell. But they say when you take zinc, especially like a couple of days in, and that's what I did, just when you're just getting it, those herbal natural supplements like zinc are very, very helpful. And I drink those teas and those antioxidants, and I'm telling you, it makes you feel better. It's 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday, January 15th. You're on point. And when we come back, we're going to tell you what's happening with the weather in our area. So stay on point. We're back right after this.
LaTanja's professional tax service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's professional tax services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carlette Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, it's 5 minutes after 8. Today's Tuesday, January 15th, and this segment is sponsored by Terra Home. For the most unique giftables, the best home decor, Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. I'll tell you about those free mammograms a little bit later in the show, and also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining us this Tuesday morning, the weather is quite the story, and here to talk about what is happening in central Louisiana and throughout the state and the Gulf Coast is Jennifer Natoso from the Weather Channel. She is our meteorologist on point. Jennifer, good morning and welcome.
Hello.
And so, Jen, it looks like it's about 34 degrees right now in the Twin Cities. What can we expect?
Well, Alexandria is kind of just on the periphery of the wintry precipitation. I think for the remainder of today.
And what does that really mean?
That means for the remainder of today, you are looking at primarily rain. I think if we were going to see any freezing rain, we probably would have seen it already. I think our temperatures this afternoon will hover in the mid-30s. It's going to be close, I tell you what. I'm taking a look at the radar right now, starting to see that rain change over to mixed precipitation, freezing rain up around Monroe. If you look at Midway right now, we're still rain.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we've got a little bit better shot at seeing some freezing rain late tonight into or early tomorrow morning, but it will probably be mixed with rain.
Mm-hmm.
And this gets a little confusing here, especially since this is a part of the country where we don't typically see a whole lot of freezing rain.
Absolutely.
Freezing rain is different from sleet. Sleet is an ice pellet. It makes a, you know, tink, tink, tink when it hits the roof or it hits the car.
Mm-hmm.
Not like hail because it's much smaller and sometimes it can be a little softer, but it comes down as ice. Freezing rain comes down as rain, and it freezes just before it hits the surface or when it hits the surface.
Hmm.
And that's caused by a very cold layer of air close to the surface with warmer air over top.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts out as rain, and as it falls through that colder surface, it freezes just before or on contact. Now, what is in our favor, particularly in central Louisiana, is the fact that it's been so warm lately.
Mm-hmm.
The ground is very warm, so that doesn't really give it an opportunity, give the freezing rain an opportunity to freeze or stay frozen once it hits the ground. So, for example, your roads, especially your interstates, it's a lot less likely that you're going to see accumulating ice there.
Okay,
where you need to be careful, and this goes for everyone across the state, everyone listening who's under any sort of winter weather advisory or ice storm warnings, and there are many of us who are,
mm-hmm.
Overpasses, bridges, mm-hmm. elevated surfaces, that's where you could see some accumulating ice because those are able to get colder faster because mm-hmm. of what they're made of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you need to be really careful going forward. We do have ice storm warnings in effect for portions of Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, and even up into the southwest corner of Tennessee. In these areas, and this includes places like Monroe and Vicksburg,
mm-hmm.
We could see quarter of an inch to half an inch of ice accumulation here through either late this afternoon or early this evening. And the difference here is the temperatures at the surface are a little bit colder,
mm-hmm.
And that is going to make for more prime conditions to see accumulating ice. This includes the I-20 corridor coming out of Mississippi into Louisiana. It also includes a good chunk of I-55 from Mississippi all the way up to almost Memphis, really.
Wow.
This includes portions of the I-40 corridor coming out of Tennessee. Very dangerous driving conditions here this afternoon into this evening. Particularly, if you are not used to driving on ice, I would highly, highly recommend you stay off the roads this afternoon into the early evening if you live in these areas. And even into this evening, it's going to stay pretty cold. So if it was rain earlier, mm-hmm. it could potentially freeze tonight. It's going to be very icy, a very dangerous situation here through, I would say, at least tomorrow morning. So avoid travel if you can. If you can't, you just take it super, super slow.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself extra following distance. You can look up stuff online about how to turn into a skid on ice, which is sort of counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
When you're skidding on ice, your first thought is to
hit the
turn
brakes.
The wheel the opposite way to get
mm-hmm.
out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually what sends you into a spin. You have to turn into it. I have found this out the hard way.
And then your first reaction is to really want to hit the brakes, which really doesn't make it.
Nope. You gotta ease on the brakes. You gotta turn into your skid. Google it. Look it up on YouTube. I'm sure you can find some stuff that's explaining it a lot better than I can.
Uh-huh.
Some visual things to look at.
And so we really need to really echo to the folks, especially up in the northern part of the state, all of our listeners in Monroe, West Monroe, Vicksburg, those areas, that they are going to really be looking at probably some freezing down in those or up in those areas. Is that right, Jennifer?
Yeah, freezing, and, you know, as I've seen some predictions, as much as half an inch of ice accumulation by early this evening. That's definitely on the high end. But, you know, mm-hmm. Monroe could potentially see a quarter of an inch of ice accumulation, and that is no joke. Not really for anyone. I mean, even experienced drivers, winter weather drivers, ice is the worst.
And because we just don't get a whole lot of it, like you said, we really, even for those experienced drivers, but it makes it doubly hard for us because we really just don't get a whole lot of that. And when it happens, it just throws our cities in disarray, really.
It's also worth mentioning that outside of the ice storm warning area, which is, you know, a more narrow swath that encompasses northeast Louisiana, portions of Mississippi, Arkansas, up into Tennessee, but surrounding those, we've got winter weather advisories in effect, and that includes the rest of northern Louisiana, northeast Texas, including the Dallas area, up through portions of Arkansas and into a good chunk of Tennessee. And in these winter weather advisory areas, we are looking at kind of more of a mixed bag of precipitation, some rain, some sleet, some freezing rain. But in these areas, the temperatures are expected to stay a little bit warmer, so we're not expecting frozen surfaces to be as much of an issue, and ice accumulation should stay less than one quarter of an inch. One quarter of an inch is that's when the Weather Service issues the warnings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how many days?
Seeing even a little bit of ice is can be treacherous. So
absolutely.
That the entire area that I just talked about, northeastern Texas, northern Louisiana, up into western and northern Mississippi, southeastern Arkansas, western Tennessee, whole area, you just really need to use a lot of caution.
Absolutely. And so, Jennifer, how long are we looking at these sort of conditions?
We are going to have to deal with this, and it's going to be one of those things where it moves from southwest to northeast, and it's going to be kind of a slow mover.
Mm.
Conditions will improve from west to east tomorrow. But, I mean, definitely many parts of Louisiana, northern Louisiana, could still see some of that frozen precip early tomorrow morning. We'll change over to some rain showers. Tomorrow night we could get down around freezing, so we could see some refreezes tomorrow night for sure. We should get warmer during the day on Thursday, though. That will be helpful.
Okay, and what about the weekend? Do we know what the weekend's going to look like?
Right now the weekend looks quiet, sunshine, temperatures cool but not cold, 50s generally for Alexandria, a little bit colder north, a little bit warmer south.
I see somebody pulling up fishing poles right now for the weekend already.
So, I don't know if he goes camping or stays in a cabin or whatever at night, but it's still going to be cold during the nights over the weekend. We're still looking at potentially freezing temperatures Friday night. Saturday night will be just above freezing.
Mm-hmm. And so when are we going to get back to above freezing? Next week?
For the nighttime temperatures? I think over the weekend, but it's just going to be a little bit above. I see nighttime lows for central Louisiana in the mid-30s Saturday night, Sunday night.
So we're looking at some really cold days, some possible ice, and people in those areas that you've talked about really, really need to use caution and need to be aware. Jennifer, you're always on point. We want to thank you for giving us the best in what's happening, not only in our area, but across the country.
Anytime. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Stay safe, everybody.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jen. We've got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll have more On Point right after this.
Yeah. Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders: John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services; Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer; Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria; and Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. C'est La Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. C'est La Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's Tuesday, January 15th, and it's 8:23 a.m., and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Listen, we want everybody to have all the channels they want, especially those sports channels and those channels that you just really want to have, plus HD and so much more. I'm telling you, it's important. I want the channels that I want, and those sports channels, I want to have them. I don't know about you, but if you're one of those people, let me tell you something. Jeremy Clary and his team get it done for you. And not only do they get it done at the best possible price that you could ever imagine. So here's what you do. Doesn't matter if you're in a rural or outlying area. Doesn't matter if you can't get that high-speed internet out there in the country like we were in Cheneyville. They've got something for just about everything. All you got to do is call them up and give them an idea of what it is you're trying to do, and I'm going to personally guarantee you that they're going to work it out for you. And here's the number. It's 318-767-2220. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action. Now, we're going to be talking about how small and emerging businesses can develop, and we are going to have an incredible team in. So if that's you, and you've been waiting, and you are in the labor room trying to birth this business, this is a show on January the 22nd that you don't want to miss. That's going to be Tuesday. Any of those small and emerging business people out there, it's a show you just can't miss. They're going to have lots of great information, especially for you. So stay on point for that. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, down in Avoyelles Parish. Now, let me tell you, if you're in Avoyelles or any surrounding area, that circumference around Avoyelles, Kyle Wolf is the man. Not only is he a businessman, he is one of those rare people that loves to give back to the community. He is always helping. So listen, for all of your home, auto, life, insurance, banking needs, Kyle Wolf can help you at State Farm. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, will they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology? Now, this morning, if you're just joining, we got a phone call from a very, very sweet lady down in LeCount, Louisiana, Miss Irma Jackson. Miss Irma Jackson, good morning to you, and thank you for being a part of the OPT Network. And we want to wish Miss Irma Jackson, along with Dr. Martin Luther King, a very happy, happy birthday. Miss Irma Jackson is turning 71. And of course, we know that today is Dr. King's original birthday. And Miss Irma Jackson said, you know what? She is proud to be turning 71 years old. And she wanted to shout it out loud and proud. So, Miss Irma, good morning to you and happy birthday. And may God bless you with many, many more years. And as we talk about the King holiday and it approaching on January the 21st, the president says that our nation will celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, which is a national holiday in which we honor the legacy of the civil rights leader, Dr. King, through a day of service and volunteering. And so what we want to do is we want to get you thinking about what you can do, not just to take the day off. There are going to be a lot of parades, I'm sure. There are going to be a lot of people celebrating throughout the country, throughout central Louisiana and surrounding areas. But think of what you can do to volunteer, to really bring back the essence of what Dr. King fought for. And so President Obama is really encouraging people to get out and to serve others. And he said that he has been deeply committed to engaging more Americans in service since he has taken office. And so we want to encourage you, and we talk about serving all the time and volunteering. And I think sometimes people have a misconception about serving and volunteering. It doesn't mean that you have to give your whole day or all of yourself, but what you can give, you absolutely should give. And if you never volunteer during any other time of the year, this would be a great opportunity to volunteer. Another really, really exciting thing that is happening during this season is that Merle Evers Williams is going to be the first woman, yes, to give the invocation at the presidential inauguration. And so we have reached out to Mrs. Evers Williams, and we hope to have her on point. She is going to be giving the invocation for the presidential inauguration on January 21st. And I'm going to tell you guys, I can't tell you how excited I personally get when we cross and jump over another hurdle. The first woman to give the invocation at a presidential inauguration. I think it's going to be phenomenal. And we really look forward to talking to her. You know, she says in the article that she is humbled to have been invited to take part in this moment of history, 50 years after the civil rights movement. And, you know, when I read that, DC, you know, it's just something it just wakes up inside of me. That so many people are doing so many incredible things. And it takes me back to what Gandhi said. He said, take into account that great love and great achievement involve great risk. And our forefathers and our foremothers had to endure great risk for us to be where we are today. And so we don't want to take that lightly. We want to continue to move into the vein of volunteerism. We want to continue to grow, but most importantly, and I will always, always echo this every time I take the microphone, we want to celebrate others, celebrate people who have gone and who have fought and who have had the courage to do the things that some of us only hope and dream of doing. And so when we do that, when we water other people with our love and our affection and our encouragement of them to continue to move and to grow, God will not allow us to go unwatered. And so I believe that having a heart of servanthood and trying to figure out where you fit in terms of service is just, I'm going to tell you, every time our family goes out and serves, we think that we're going out to give of ourselves, but every single time, we come away with something so much greater than what we have given. We come away so much more fulfilled. And I want to say this to parents. One of the ways that we can start to build character in our kids is to teach them the art and the love of serving others. They may not like it at the time. They may not even understand it. But I am telling you, and I've said this before, every time we look at our kids and we say they've got everything, Christmas is no longer Christmas because every day is a holiday because they have all of the things or many of the things that their hearts desire. But I'm going to tell you, if you really, really want to dig deep into your kids' psyche, into their little beings, start them to volunteering. And I'm going to tell you, I see it in our son. Sometimes he's like, oh, do I have to go? And you know what I say? Yes, you have to go. And we begin to explain to him why he has to go and how gratitude plays a role in helping him to understand that we are all so blessed. But the way that gratitude becomes a part of who we are is it's got to be taught. And we've got to teach it to our kids. You know what? Don't even wait until they get into high school because it's too late. Start while they're little. Start them to helping, being little helpers. And I believe that it is going to build character in them that will take them through a lifetime. And then they will esteem others more highly than they esteem themselves. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. They will understand how to put others first instead of always wanting to be first. And it starts with just little things that you can take them out to do, that we can explain to them the road that our forefathers and our foremothers walked so that we can have the privileges that we enjoy today, so that we can live in a free world of equality and equity. And those are the things that we are going to focus on as a family. We're going to focus on volunteering. We're going to focus on gratitude. And so those are just some of the things, just a couple of the things that we think, feel, and believe. And we hope that people will take this holiday and really, really celebrate it for what it is and what it was intended to be. And when we look at people that are still, D.C., they're still on the battlefield. Miss Merle Evers Williams still fighting for equality and education and still moving, helping to move our nation forward. Those are the things that make me excited. And we hope that they make you equally as excited, because that's what has to happen. We have got to get more involved, and we've got to spend more time not just talking about it, but actually being about it. And again, take into account, as the Dalai Lama said, to take into account that great love and great achievement, they involve great risk. Are you willing to risk yourself? Not to the detriment, but just risk going out and helping others, being good to others. You know, I try to do it on a daily basis. I was walking into a building just a few days ago, and I think, and I'm changing gears just a little bit, I think that we, especially as women, are not kind enough to each other. And so when I see a woman that's well-dressed, or that her hair's beautiful, or that she's got a beautiful smile, I don't walk past her and say, boy, I like those shoes she had on. I say to her, those are some great shoes you have on. Or I say to her, boy, that color looks great on you. And so a couple days ago, I was walking into a building and a lady was walking out in front of me and I was coming up behind her and I noticed her hair. Her hair was just so healthy and so beautiful. And I said to her, your hair is healthy. It is just looks, it's beautiful. Your hair looks great. And she turned and she looked at me in almost dismay that she could not believe that a strange person that she didn't know from Adam would say that to her. And she really didn't, I could tell that she didn't even really know how to receive it. And what that tells me is that we're not doing it enough. And it's almost as if we're being grudge-hearted when we see somebody that looks great, that's on point, and we don't say to them, you're looking good. You got it going on. So you know what? As we consider service for this month, the month of January, consider being kind to someone just by saying, hey, you look amazing. That's a great color. Y'all, it's 8:38. It's Tuesday morning. It's wet, rainy, and cold outside. Stay engaged. Make sure that you get there safely. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what it made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Pernisha Brady-Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I would like to thank Harlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight to prevent prematurity in babies. Thank you, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a credit union that is dedicated to excellence, that makes you feel like you are family when you walk into the doors, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the best credit union that you could ever be affiliated with. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish. Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. It's the best stop that you could make. And speaking of traveling, we want to remind you that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And we also got the word from our meteorologist on point, Jennifer Natoso, from the Weather Channel, that we are going to be facing some weather that we really need to be careful, especially our friends up in Monroe, West Monroe. Make sure that you're watching out for the potential ice that could be coming your way. We know temperatures are probably dropping there. As you go further north, it just gets colder. So we want to remind you guys as well that as you're traveling in this morning, stay engaged. We're asking every single person within the sound of our voices, if you've got to venture through school zones, if you're driving in, kids are walking, we ask that you just be careful. Remember, put down those mobile devices until you get to a good, safe place where you can make a call or send a text. And I know it's something that none of us wants to do. We all think, I got it. I got this. Well, these are the kind of days that create bad accidents. And sometimes when we see those accidents, I wonder if the person was texting or if they were on a cell phone or if they were otherwise preoccupied. And sometimes we know and sometimes we just don't know. And so we're just asking you to consider to put the mobile devices down as you're traveling in and get yourself there safely. And when you're not engaged on your mobile device, then you have the opportunity to watch out for other drivers. So it's just a fruit for thought. It's just a note that hopefully you'll take heed to, because we don't want to be one of those people that said, all I had to do was, you know, there you go again, a regret. All I had to do was wait. And then after the accident happens, you realize it really wasn't all that important at all. And so I want to switch back gears to what I was talking about before we went to the break, talking about women encouraging each other and encouraging yourselves. And so as this is a month of service and we are looking to just give a little bit of ourselves, I would challenge you that you would just give. And I'm telling you, we have gotten so hard and hard-hearted that we don't even look at each other and greet each other with a smile. And I know in many cases it's because we're busy, we're trying to get in Walmart and get what we need and get out, or we're moving to the point. And, you know, I'm just as guilty as anybody else. But try to make eye contact with people. Try to engage people just on a one-on-one basis. The other day I was in Walmart, and I know somebody in D.C. is probably saying, well, you're nuts. I was in Walmart, and I was busy getting my little stuff like everybody else was getting their stuff. And I saw this lady, and she just seemed to be so just flustered, just sort of discombobulated, just out of sorts. I mean, she wasn't doing anything crazy, but I just took the time to engage just to see that she just looked like she had had a long day. And I simply looked at her and said, you look like you have had a long and harried day. And she looked back at me and she said, I have. And I said, you know what? You look like you just need a hug. I said, is it okay if I hug you? She said, oh, yeah. And I just put my arms, and I know this is a stranger. I didn't know her. She didn't know me. If she's listening, she's probably saying, oh, that was the lady. We didn't know each other from Adam, but it's just those little kindnesses. And I'm not saying to go into Walmart and hug anybody, but I'm just saying be led by something higher than yourself to take your mind off of yourself. And just when you take your mind, because I was harried too. I was, you know, fighting all these other challenges that I'm having. You know, we've got a lot of things on our plate, and kind of DC was going through the head cold kind of thing. And then I kind of started going through it, and I was picking up stuff so that, you know, I could make sure everybody in our family is kind of taken care of. But sometimes when you simply come out of yourself for somebody else, I'm telling you, I know it had to make her feel good, because it just made me feel good just to know that God was so concerned with this lady and with her day that he just wanted her to know that God loves you, and he shows his love through people like us. And it wasn't no fake hug, like, oh, you know, kind of pat. No, this was a hug. And we just hugged each other. And in that moment, I think she felt better, and I know that I felt better. And I'm telling you, we've got to stop as women unengaging each other and thinking that the other person is your competition somehow when you don't even know that person. And just simply take that harshness off of your face and just smile Make it your business to engage with just somebody. You'll make your day better, and you'll make their day better. It's 8:52, y'all. It's January 15th. It's Tuesday, and I know it's rainy. I know it's messy. But I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're purposing in our heart that it's going to be a great day. You're on point.
Attention small business owners, the Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders: John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services; Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer; Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria; and Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining, it's 8:55 on Tuesday, January 15th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team do an incredible job down in Bunkie, Opelousas, Baton Rouge, and really throughout this state. For more information, you can phone them by dialing 318-346-2540 in Bunkie, and in Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. And let me just say this. As we are wrapping up this morning, we hope that your heart will really, really start to think on servanthood and service, especially for this month. But you know what else? We've got to begin to start to live understanding that we all have a sense of purpose, that we are all here for a reason. And sometimes there are just random people that you don't know and I don't know that just need your supply, that may need a smile from you, that may need an encouraging word from you. Ladies, let me give you a quick example. Have you ever left home and you were just a little bit unsure whether or not your outfit was on point? Or you're wearing a color that you typically don't wear. I mean, it's just all out of the box for you. And you're just not sure. Well, when you encounter somebody that says, wow, that's a great color, it just makes you say, okay, cool. It works. It's all good. So we've got to just begin to live a little bit outside of ourselves and start to live with a sense of purpose. Start to esteem others. Start to engage others. And we do this by simply just doing it. And so we want to encourage you this morning, don't lose your spark. Don't lose your enthusiasm and your compassion for people. You just do it. And watch and see if you don't feel better. We want to thank you guys, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much, and God loves you even more than that. So love yourself, and don't forget, don't ever forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We encourage you to have a great Tuesday and a very safe Tuesday. Stay on point, everybody, because we'll be back, God willing, on Hump Day Wednesday. Have a great Tuesday. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m.